At the various polling stations that Studio 7 visited, there were a few voters who were coming to cast their ballots after long intervals. At Stanley Hall in the Makokoba constituency, some residents in the surrounding area were going about their daily business, with some women and children fetching water from a bowser just outside the local polling station. At other polling stations, including Popoma High in the Popoma Pelandaba constituency and Pumula Community Hall in the Pumula constituency, the turnout was equally low. By lunchtime, nearly 140 people had cast their ballots at Pumula Community Hall, with 31 having been turned away for various reasons. Pumula resident Nomagugu Nkomo said although she knew that there was supposed to be a by-election in her area, she was not sure about the date of the poll.
What I knew was there were elections, but when, I don't know, because I once saw a paper saying vote for Sam Zanu guy, and I knew myself to be a registered voter until the last elections when I went to vote and my name was not on the voter's roll. So today I'm not voting.
Gomo said she expects ZANU-PF to win the by-elections, adding that this gives an opportunity for the party to show that it cares about the plight of the people of Bulawayo.
For me, this is the time for ZANU to redeem themselves if they were ever genuine about Bulawayo. Because as far as I know, I think they are promising people a lot of things, and seeing the chances are they are going to win, it's time for them to redeem themselves and deliver what they are saying.
Makokoba resident Mrs. Virginia Spanda said she hopes that those who will be elected will do everything they can to help create employment for Bulawayo residents, especially the youths who spend most of their time loitering the streets. Mpopoma youth Melu Sichuma shared similar sentiments.
It's important that whoever is elected prioritizes job creation and other opportunities for the youth. As it is, many of us have got good qualifications, but we can't get any jobs. We spend most of our time looking for jobs, but we can't even get them.
All Movement for Democratic Change formations have boycotted the polls, saying they will never participate in any elections until there are visible electoral reforms in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.